Hi everyone, today's Perek Vayom is the ninth Perek of Hilchos Brachos. In this Perek, we turn to the Brachos made on nice smelling smells. Halacha Aleph. Kishem she'asar l'adam lehanos b'macho o b'mashke kodem bracha, just as it is forbidden for a person to benefit from a food or drink without having made a blessing beforehand, kach asar lo lehanos b'reach tov kodem bracha. It is also forbidden for a person to benefit from a good smell, from a positive odor, before he has made a blessing. Ketzad mevarech al reach tov. How do you make a bracha on such a good smell? Im hayazeh she'yesh l'hariach eitz o min eitz mevarech b'rei atzei b'saman. If the item that he's going to smell, that has this good smell to it, is either a piece of bark or wood or something along those lines, so then you make atzei b'saman. Im haya esev o min esev, it was a type of grass, then mevarech b'rei isvei b'saman. Ve'im lo haya min eit, v'lo min adama. However, if it wasn't from a tree, nor was it from the ground, kigon hamor, shehu min achaya, such as musk, which comes from an animal, mevarech b'rei min eit b'saman. So in that case, you make a blessing of different types of positive smells, fragrances. V'im haya pri haroi la'achila, if it was a fruit which is fit for eating, kigon esrog o tapuach, such as an esrog or an apple, mevarech shnasan reach tov b'peros, the Hashem has given a good smell to fruits. V'al ha'kol im amar b'rei minei b'samim, yatza. However, with regards to all of them, if you had said the most basic of these different blessings, that God creates many different types of good-smelling fragrances, so then he has fulfilled his obligation. Halacha beis. Eim avarchin al mugmar achitala timraso. A person should not make a bracha on incense, which was being burned, until it has a plume of smoke going up from it. V'ketzad mevarchan alav, and how do you make the blessing on it? Im haya zeh ha'nisraf shenasan reach me'etz, mevarchan borei atzei besamim. Im haya esev, isvei besamim. Im haya mimin chaya, kiyotei ba, mevarch alav, borei minei besamim. And with regards to what blessing you make on it, that will depend on what was fueling this type of incense. If it was something which came from atzei b'samim, so you make atzei b'samim. If it was from isvei b'samim, you say isvei b'samim. And if it was from something else, such as an animal, like from musk, so then you say borei minei b'samim. Halacha Gimel, turning to oils now. Shemen shel afar simon ukiyoti bo, mevarech ala borei shemen arev. If you have balsam oil or something along those lines, so you make a blessing of borei shemen arev, pleasant oil. Aval shemen zayis shekvasho o shetchano ad shechazor reicho nodev. So then mevarech ala borei atzei b'samim. With regards to olive oil that you have crushed or pressed in one way or the other until it has a very overwhelming smell as well, positive overwhelming smell, so then on that smell you make a borei atzei b'samim. Shemen shebismo ke'in shemen hamishcha mevarech ala borei minei b'samim. If you have oil which has been created as a special type of fragrance in the same way they would have used an anointing oil in the Beis HaMikdash, so then you make a borei minei b'samim, because it's a mixture of a lot of different types. Have you the fun of shemen v'hadas mevarech al hadas upoter as a shemen b'mnei shabracha achas l'shtein hu atzei b'samim. If they bring before you an oil as well as a branch of hadas, of, I think we translate it normally as like a myrtle. So if it's brought before you and you have both of these, so you can make the bracha on the hadas, and that will suffice for the shemen because both of them are atzei b'samim. Halacha dalet. Hayulafanim bosem shehu eitz ubosem shehu esef. If you have two different types of good smelling items before you, one is an eitz and one of them is an esef, ein bracha achas mehen poteres es chaver. Each one of them isn't going to be able to have its blessing exempt the other one. And levarach al zel atzmo val zel atzmo. You make a blessing uniquely on each one. Hayulafanim yain v'shemen. If they bring before you wine and oil, ochez yain v'mino v'shemen mismolo. You should hold the wine in your right hand and the oil in your left hand, mevarech al yain, which you'll say, and you should make the blessing on the wine and then drink it. V'chol mevarech al shemen umeriach bo, and then afterwards you make the blessing on the oil and you smell it. V'tachol barosh shemesh, and he should spread a little bit on the head of the one who's waiting on him. V'imhaya shamish talmud chacham tachol b'koto, and as we saw in previous parakim as well, if the shamish, this attendant, this waiter, is somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't spread it on him, rather you should spread it on the wall, and that's because, as we saw in earlier Prakam in the Mishnah Torah, a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to go out when he's having a smell of perfume emitted from him, because of the fact that it will look like something immoral had been going on with him, and it could lead to sullying his reputation. Halacha hey. Davar shu safek im min ha'etz, im min ha'adama, mevarech la borei minei b'samim. If you have an item in front of you, and you're not sure whether it came from a tree or whether it came from the ground, so then you make a bracha which is broader than both, which is borei minei b'samim. Bosem she'erbo harochel miminin harbe varchala borei minibasmit. If you have a type of fragrance which was mixed by this perfumer, this person who makes these different types of fragrances for a living, and it was from various different types of species, so then you make the broader borei minibasmit. Nichnas lachanuso shel bosem sheyesh ba minin harbe. If somebody enters into the perfumer's shop, and there are many different smells emitted, the varchala borei minibasmit. So again, here also you go with the broader borei minibasmit. Im yashav sham kol yom kulo, im barach elachas. If somebody sits there all day long, so he doesn't make the blessing again and again, he just makes it once the first time. Nichnas v'yatzah, nichnas v'yatzah. If he goes in and leaves, barach kol pam pam. Then in that case, he makes the blessing every time he goes in. Halacha vav. Hashushana v'chalafei hamayim, barach aleihem borei atzei besamet. With regards to different types of good smelling flowers, so then they require the bracha of atzei besamet. Nargis shel gina, borei atzei besamet. Shel sade borei isfei besamet. Now these are different types of, I think it's translated as lilies, different types of other flowers. So the ones that are in a garden require atzei besamim. The ones that are in the field require an isfei besamim. Havered umeyavered balabona mis tichi vakiyoti behen borei atzei besamim. With regards to other types of things, roses or the water which comes from roses, or frankincense, or mastichi, which I'm not exactly sure, but some other type of flower. So in regards to all these ones, you make the blessing of atzei besamet. Halacha zayin. Shlosha meaning reach tov, eim avarchan aleim be'iluhin. There's three types of good smells which we don't make a blessing on them though. And these are they. Reach tov she'asur la'reach bo, a good smell which is forbidden to smell. Ve'reach tov she'asur la'avir reach ra, and a good smell which is intended to remove a bad smell. And thirdly, ve'reach tov she'lo nasa la'reach ba'atzmo she'l reach zeh. And also a good smell which wasn't made for the intent of this smell. It happens to have come about, but it has some other purpose. So the Rambam is going to illustrate. Halacha ches, keitzad. B'samim shel avodus kachavim, b'samim shel erva mina arayus, eim varchan alayin lefi she'asur l'riach ben. With regards to perfumes of idolatry, or the perfume of a woman who is forbidden to you, so then it's forbidden to make a blessing on that, because it's forbidden to smell them. With regards to perfumes that are used on a dead body to prevent the smell from going everywhere, and similarly with a bathroom, and similarly with deodorants that a person might put on their own body. So you also want to make a blessing on these type of perfumes because they are intended to remove a bad smell. Mugmur she megamrin bo es hakelim besa begadim. And also, with regards to the incense that they would use in order to input a good smell into a type of vessel or into different types of clothing, so then you don't make a blessing on that particular incense because it wasn't intended to be smelled in that state. It was intended to have that smell put into these items. And similarly, then, if somebody smells clothing which do have this scent already input into them, then you don't make the blessing, because in that case, now you don't actually have the actual fragrant item there. You only have the smell which has been input into it, and without any primary item, you also then make the blessing. So in that case, there's no circumstance in that mugmar case of that incense where you would make a blessing on it. Halacha test, the final one in this parak. If you have a positive smell coming from a party of non-Jews, you don't make a blessing on that because you have to assume that the default party of these idolaters will be for the sake of idolatry, and therefore it will be forbidden to smell that smell, and therefore you don't make a brach on it. If somebody was walking outside of a city and he smelled a good smell, if most of the city is non-Jews, so then you don't make a blessing out of concern for what was just illustrated. However, if most of the people in the city are Jews, so then you do make a blessing. If you have a mixture of different smells coming from different places, one smell you would be required to make a blessing on, one smell you're not. So in that circumstance, you go after the majority, and whichever one of the smells is therefore more overpowering will be the one which will dictate whether you do or do not make a blessing. Fascinating parak, one which we're really mostly familiar with on Motzei Shabbos. But we see that it could really apply throughout our lives all the time, and we should be cognizant of it. Have a wonderful day.